You're tuned to KRWG 90.7. I'm Leora Zeitlin. My guests today are Jorge Martinez Rios. He's the conductor of New Horizons Symphony Orchestra, and John Pleasant, who's a longtime musician in the area and a clarinetist, who will be the soloist with the New Horizons Orchestra on November 7th. And it's a pleasure to have you both on my show.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Great to be here, Leora.
Good to have you both. John, I want to start with you because I've interviewed you a number of times in the past, but it's been many years. It's wonderful to be getting to hear you again. And I should add, as I always do, that I am a member of the New Horizons Orchestra in the spirit of full disclosure. great to have you playing with us. And you're playing a wonderful, relatively short concertino for clarinet and orchestra by Carl Maria von Faber. So, tell us about your history with this piece.
This is the first piece that I ever played in public with my high school band in 1968. And I've played it several times since. I accidentally ran into a recording last night of one from 1977. And I couldn't believe how fast the tempos were.
a recording of your own?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Well, we may not be able to do it as fast as that. So you've been playing it virtually your whole career, I would gather. And I guess I'm curious, how has it changed for you? Like when you started playing it again now to prepare for this concert, what, did it feel different? Was there anything new in it for you?
Actually, I don't think so. I was so surprised to hear that old recording and hear how similar, other than some tempos, that that we're doing now. Most pieces kind of change, but this one, I don't know. It hasn't really changed. I'm very fortunate. I memorized it when I was in high school. I'm very fortunate that my memory stays with me. And every time I performed it, I've done it from memory. And it came right back. So that was encouraging, but the tempos, I don't know.
Well, there are some very fast passages, and Weber, of course, wrote a lot for clarinet.
He did. He was basically an opera composer, and he didn't write all that much other music, some, but he was mostly an opera composer, and he writes for the clarinet in a very operatic way, I think.
Do you want to say a little bit more about that?
It's very much like this particular piece is very much like a scene almost. It's theme and variations with just a little introduction, but it unfolds almost like an operatic aria or scene, even though they're not normally theme and variations, but very melodic vocal writing for the clarinet. And I think that's common in all of the pieces that he wrote for clarinet. He had a friend that was a clarinetist that leaned on him heavily to write pieces for him.
Yes, Heinrich Behrmann. And he seems like without Heinrich Behrmann, there'd be a lot less music for clarinet.
That's correct.
many composers. Well, it's also got, in the operatic vein, it sort of begins very dramatically.
It does. And then that drama doesn't really carry throughout the piece. It lightens very light piece after that very heavy intro.
Well, it sort of feels like the curtain is going up.
Yeah.
So that's it. Let's bring Jorge Martinez into the conversation. Jorge, it's wonderful to be playing again and person and having you back conducting the orchestra. I want to talk also about the Beethoven that we'll be performing, but do you have anything you want to add about the Weber?
Well, just to think that the piece was written very quickly in 3 days, and the clarinetist needed to learn it so quick. I'm pretty sure that was quite a challenge for both the soloist and the orchestra, and of course, the composer. But I think we're doing a great job playing it. One of the things that I have enjoyed about working with John is that he's very flexible. He realizes where the orchestra is, and we fix the tempos according to what we can do best. So we try to put together things in a way that we don't worry about the tempo, but making sure that the operatic drama is passing across to the audience. So it's been a joy having John with us performing, and I'm sure it's going to be a great show. People will enjoy it. And yes, you're right, Laura. I was looking at some of the pictures that I have here, and our last concert was on March 1st, 2020. So almost 2 years ago is when we had our side-by-side concert with the Orquesta Sinfónica Juvenil de Torreón. And we played half of the concert of Mexican music and the other half was American music. And I was really excited at that concert for many things. After the passing of Dr. Mariana Gavi, I took over and started to work different with the orchestra. You know, every conductor has different targets. And I was very happy to see how the orchestra was getting better as an ensemble, as a community ensemble. And I think that concert showed our accomplishments musically and technically. And then the pandemic happened. And, you know, many things have happened to us, to every orchestra member. Some family have passed, and obviously that's has been really hard. And I didn't know what to expect when we came back this semester to rehearse. And what I get from most of the musicians is a tremendous joy to put music together, to unite, to present what we can to our community. And that itself makes a very special concert. So as a conductor, I needed to think of a program that helps the orchestra gain its chops again performing. And I knew that the New Horizons Symphony had played before Beethoven Symphony No. 1. And I know No. 2 was obviously the next one, but then No. 3 is way harder than 1 and 2. And then from there all the way to the 9th Symphony, you know, I don't think we are there. I don't know if we are the type of orchestra to perform those masterworks. Maybe if there are arrangements that we can present to the audience, particularly to the one that has not attended classical music, sure, maybe an arrangement seems to be the way to go. But I thought, you know, Symphony No. 2, it is very challenging. I was talking to my string colleagues, and Daniel Vega Vela was telling me that second symphony, it is really hard for the first violins. And yes, it is very hard for the first violin, for the entire orchestra. However, since it is a classical symphony, I thought it could help us to come back to the basics of performing, being together, textures, where is the melody, how each family of instruments interact with each other while performing. Would be very important to come back to the level we left off before the pandemic. So the audience is going to have a great time listening to Beethoven Symphony No. 2. And then we'll do the Webern piece with John Pleasant in the clarinet. And we want to finish the concert in a festive way, inviting people to come to more concerts, not only to the New Horizons, but everything that is happening in the city with the overture to Barbara of Seville. It is a very funny, witty, and explosive overture that, as you probably know, it was written almost 200 years ago, and it is still very, very popular. So that's when the brass from the New Horizons Symphony come in, and you can hear all the instruments, and it's a big work on the ways what it was written. So it'll be a great concert Sunday, November 7th at 3 p.m.
at the Atkinson Recital Hall. Jorge, you've also put these pieces in the reverse order to what a usual symphonic concert would be. It would usually open with an overture, then maybe have a concerto or like something like this Weber, the concertino. And the second half you finish with a symphony, but you've completely reversed it, which is really interesting, I think, and will make for a really interesting afternoon.
Yeah, well, you know, and the reason behind is, again, I know there's always a sense of structure in the way concerts are planned, but I was talking to the guest conductor for the Las Cruces Symphony.
He did the same thing. And I asked, why
is that happening? And he says, well, particularly this overture, you know, is inviting and to people to be united again, to come to concerts. And I thought that actually made sense. On the other hand, we are not doing the scherzo, which is, you know, the faster movement in one of the symphony. It used to be the minuet before. And Beethoven, for the first time, maybe realizing at this point that he was actually going to be deaf and that wasn't going to be cured. We're not doing the full symphony because of time and because, you know, we need to make sure that everything we present is really good. And Beethoven scherzos on his symphonies are known for being really, really challenging. Most of them are part of the excerpts for orchestral auditions all over the world. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want neither the New Horizons Symphony members nor me to have a heart attack trying to put together one of those scherzos. So I said, well, you know, after a pandemic, all we want is to make music, and we want a classical concert to develop what we had before the pandemic. And let's omit the scherzo and play three movements. So maybe because the word is not going to be performed completely, I thought it was better to start with that as a classical piece, soloist, and then finish festive. That's the reason behind Liora.
Yeah, no, I think it's, I was very impressed with the guest conductor with the Las Cruces Symphony, Ming Luke, switching the order also and having the symphony at the beginning. It just, why not? I mean, we have conventions, but sometimes conventions are made to be challenged. So,
yeah.
John, back to you just for a few minutes. You said that the first time you performed this was with band. So I assume that was the Weber piece. I assume that was an arrangement. And I'm just curious, you know, is it, and then you played it again in the 70s, but have you played it many times since? Or, and, you know, I'm sure you've played it with orchestra before, but what are the differences with band and orchestra arrangements?
Actually, I have not played it with orchestra before.
Oh, okay.
Every time that I've played it, it's been with band, which is a pretty good arrangement. Weber seems to translate okay over that way. Since this piece uses a full orchestra with brass and everything, it fits with band pretty well. And I guess maybe probably four times is all that I've done it. I did it once here in Las Cruces years ago with the Cruces High Band.
Uh-huh.
But I would like to put in a big plug for you guys, because I'm so honored to get to play with you. I've been a big supporter of you from the beginning, and I just love what the New Horizons, both orchestra and band and other organizations, do. I've known so many of you, and of course, dealt with a lot of the wind players for years. And I think it's just wonderful that you've been able to keep this organization going and improving. I couldn't believe the Mozart Requiem that you did. It was just fabulous. And I know, I'm going to put in another word for all of the members, I know how you love Jorge.
Thank you.
Yes, that is true. Well, we've also benefited from the fact that Jorge has been pursuing a PhD in conducting during this whole COVID time, but started beforehand. So Jorge, we're your guinea pigs as an orchestra, and it's been a pleasure working with you. So Do you want to say anything about continuing during all of COVID, having to, because you're studying for a PhD in an institution in Mexico?
Well, you know, when the pandemic happened, we kind of needed to relearn what to do with our time. Of course, us musicians are always practicing. And I think when you have performed for so many years, chamber music, we all come to the conclusion that there are two very important elements to present a concert. Number one, play together. Number two, tune. Oftentimes when you perform with other ensembles, they philosophize about, you know, aesthetics and very complicated things that at the end, people may or may not notice that. So when Dr. Gabby passed and she had invited me to conduct half of that concert that she was going to do, and then she passed, I ended up with the full program. I enjoyed it and treated kind of, let's make chamber music. Violins, please listen to the clarinets here. Brass, please listen to the percussion here. And it's just, you know, on a bigger scale. And I enjoyed it so much. Then when the pandemic happened, I thought, well, I'm already here on the podium. Let me try to make the best out of this. And I was looking for programs, obviously online because of the pandemic. And I found this program conducting DMA at Universidad Tito Puente from Puebla in Mexico. And I started it. I have one semester and a half to go. I need more sleep because of a lot of papers I need to write and record exercises, conducting, learning pieces. But I think if something I appreciate from musicians from the New Horizons Symphony is many of them did something different in life. Some of them were musicians or music educators. But I think one of the beauties of any form of art is that we keep our brains busy. And that's, as you know, good for anything. If you are bored, if you are feeling sad, if it's not a good day, you can take an instrument and all of a sudden 2 hours passed and you had a great time, you know, being creative about your phrasing, how you want to interpret the music, getting to know composers. And I think, you know, I appreciate that a lot from every member from New Horizons Symphony. And as a musician, I like to be learning new things. And so I did 2 master's degrees before in chamber music and performance. And I always thought about doing a DMA or PhD, and I thought that the opportunity was perfect. And it has been helping me to be a better conductor. But as you know, music is an always learning process, and I'm just grateful to learn more every rehearsal. So it's been a great situation for both the orchestra and myself.
Well, it's wonderful to talk to you both. The concert is Sunday, November 7th at 3:00 at the Atkinson Recital Hall. Jorge, it's a pleasure playing under your baton. And I'll also just say for anybody who might be new listening, the New Horizons, it's a national movement of orchestras and bands and jazz bands, actually came out of Rochester, where I'm from. And it's a mixture of professionals and amateurs in the original sense of the word amateur, of people who love to play and love to make music. So music of Beethoven, Rossini, and Carl Maria von Weber with John Pleasant, clarinet soloist. Great to talk to you both.
Thank you so much, Leora.
Thank you. See you at the concert.